Very nice, very nice. This is Broken Social Scene live in studio here. It's Brendan Canning and Sam Goldberg, and part of the Big Sled Island festivities tonight. What time is it? 9:45, is that, am I correct?
I believe so, Josh. I just landed in Calgary.
Welcome
and,
to Calgary.
So, you know, I went from the airport to the hotel, dropped the bags off, and walked over here to 92.9, Calgary's New Rock Alternative FM.
Look, he's already got it memorized. He's such a pro.
I'm a pro, folks.
All the way through.
It's the drive home show with Josh.
There you go. You have to come another day and co-host.
Save
some work.
Send me a plane ticket, you know, and put me up in nice comms, and I'll be at your disposal.
It's done. All right. Well, how many Broken Social Scene, kind of a contracting and expanding band. How many people did you bring out with you this time around?
Seven or eight, something like that. Yeah, and you know, depending on if we haven't asked Tegan or Sarah, but now that I think of it, you know, maybe they might want to come out and play with us.
They're on right before.
They're on right before us, so you know, we could just, you know, tackle them as soon as, well, maybe not tackle, maybe, you know,
gently
ask. Push. Maybe that's better. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. You never know.
21, I counted on the liner notes, 21 people in the recording process of the latest album, which is Broken Social Scene presents Brendan Canning, Something for All of Us. This is the second of the Broken Social Scene presents series?
Yeah, Kevin Drew being the first
Spirit
one.
If. How come the change from just doing straight up Broken Social Scene to each individual sort of doing their own thing?
I suppose just after a number of years being in a band and a collective, it was sort of more of a chance to exact our own opinion without, you know, having to wonder which member was going to be, you know, off and doing something different. So, yeah, that's all. Just a chance to be the boss for, you know, a couple of songs.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the songs on this album, all of them written by you, sort of put together by you?
Yeah, written or co-written.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And in terms of arts and crafts, talk a little bit about the label.
Sure.
A lot of the news stories of late are arts and crafts, giant boost from Feist. And have you seen any effect of that with Broken Social Scene?
Me personally?
What? No, just the band, I think, or in terms of being more visible?
I don't know if, you know, the popularity of your hometown girl, Leslie Feist, directly affects us. I mean, maybe in the last Paris gig we did, because we did do a show with Feist in Paris, and then we came back, you know, we played in October, and then we came back, when did we come back? Last May? And yeah, I think that, I saw an effect there, you know, either that, or maybe it's just that finally, you know, we drew 1,000 people in Paris, I don't know, but yeah, so as far as, you know, I think it's just more like, you know, my neighbors at home. One more say, so what's going on with Leslie Feist? And I'd say, I don't know. You know, here's her number, or here's her email address. You can call her and ask her yourself. So I think it's more, you know, a bit like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But
it certainly doesn't hurt.
Fair enough. Good. Yeah. In terms of actually writing, what's your process like?
Very messy. You know, sort of try and get a little rough sketch going of some songs and invite all your friends in, and hopefully they can help finish your puzzle, and then sort of see what you've got. You know, you sort of have like a big messy canvas, and then you take a little eraser and, you know, digitally, I suppose,
sure,
and take out certain parts, or, you know, see what you have to add. Yeah, it's kind of like a constant construct deconstruct process.
So in terms of studio stuff, are you when you go into the studio, you're all set with basically what you want to go work it out?
No, it's just sort of basically a day-to-day kind of thing, you know, to see whatever mood you're in. And yeah, I'd not necessarily, that's why it's a little strange doing these little acoustic things, because I don't really sit at home with the acoustic. I mean, that song was definitely not written on acoustic guitar. Like on the record, there's like lots of cowbells and conga drums and horn sections and backup vocals, so. But it's, you know, it's fun to do. But I'm not necessarily like a balladeer at home, yeah.
Very good. Do you want to play one more song for us?
Sure.
Okay, this is Broken Social Scene. They are performing live tonight as part of the Sled Island Fest. at Mattawa Park. Mattawa, how do you, I don't know. Miwata.
There Miwata.
We go. Thank you, Newsboy.
Well, this song is not on the latest record, but it is, you know, a B-side, and it's a song called Secretary's Parties. And it's the first time for Sam and I playing it, so why don't we start it? That sound good? Okay, here we go. One, two, one, two, three.